kids always stumbling and dropping things, you say that they're
careless, clumsy.
Okay. And if a person keeps on doing...
Mark, did you think work out?
No.
I'm sorry. Barbara.
Is that the dog?
Yeah.
You didn't get that on the phone.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
A person that keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you call them a...
weirdo, I guess.
Would you ever use the word fool?
No.
How have you heard that word?
Well, I've heard it used as that, but I would never use it like that. Call people a fool just because...
What does fool sound like to you? I mean, does it sound very insulting? Or?
Yes.
Do you hesitate to use it because of the Bible? Or does it just sound... There's a passage in the Bible that says not to call people a fool. Is that what comes to mind, or does it just sound...
I just don't use it, much, because, never use it now. It's more like, weird or...
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
A person who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a...
penny pincher, moocher? Not moocher,
What's a moocher?
Oh, that's somebody that mooches off somebody, you know.
What do you mean?
Bums off people, stuff like that.
What would you say, when you call someone common, what does that mean?
They're just regular people.
You just say that they're...
they're normal.
Uh-huh.
Nothing fancy about them.
How would you use that word?
I wouldn't use it, like as common people.
Uh-huh.
But that's what it means.
Well, you said that a girl is common. What would that mean?
She's normal, I guess.
And an old person, say up in their 80s, who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy. You say for their age, they're still awfully...
young?
Okay. Do you ever say, chipper or spry or peppy or anything like that?
No.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little... You wouldn't feel easy. You'd say you felt...
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
And you'd say, I don't see why she's scared now. She... if she'd never been scared before, you'd say she...
she'd never been scared before.
Okay. But you know the song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She...
yes.
But how does that go? She ain't what she...
she ain't what she used to be. She ain't what she used to be.
Okay. And using the expression used to be, you say, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
she wasn't before.
Or using used to be, you say she...
she, used not to be scared.
And... you were taking a trip somewhere, and you had little children in the back seat, and they kept asking you when you were going to get there. You might say, well, just calm down. We'll be there.
In a minute.
Did you ever say by and by?
No.
Have you heard that?
Yes.
How would you hear it used?
I've heard it before, but I wouldn't really know how to use it.
Does it sound old-fashioned to you?
Yes.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
What else could you say?
Funny.
Do you ever use the word queer or quar?
No.
Have you heard that word?
Yes, queer.
How do you hear it used?
As in funny, like, she's kind of queer.
Has the word changed meanings in the past few years?